Blog Talk Radio.
And on behalf of the Supreme Minister and Leader, Brother C. Mae L., we welcome everyone into the show. We are the Mars Comedic Society, and broadcasting live out of Cleveland, Ohio. We are Cleveland, Ohio's only lobbying organization. We welcome everyone to visit our website, which is www.marscomedicsociety.com. And on there, you can find out as to who we are as an organization, classes and lectures offered by the Supreme Minister and other members of our organization as well. Taking a walk through the website, you can journey to the Supreme Minister's bio page so you can see the various schools of thoughts, religions, and ideologies that he has been through on his quest for right information and right knowledge and what led him to become a Nuwapian under the leadership and teachings of our master teacher, Dr. Malachi Z. York. Check out our current events page and our video page where you can check out videos and clips of past lectures, or also check out our YouTube videos that we have on our YouTube channel under Moorish Comedic as well. We can be found on Facebook under Moorish Comedic, which we have two pages. Our second page is available for friend requests. Our first page is filled to capacity, and we want to thank everyone new and old who are tuning in and listening to our broadcast and gaining right information and right knowledge. We do have a women's group entitled Sisters of Naya, which can be found on Facebook, and you spell Naya, N-Y-A-H. It's open to all Nubian sisters, regardless of age or religion or political stance. We are all here to come together and to learn and grow. as well as come together and help one another. Remember, no nation can rise higher than this woman. Sisters, it's up to us to save our brothers and our children and lift our men back into the warriors that they once were. Today is Monday, and it's Master Teacher Monday, and we're going to play an audio clip by our Master Teacher, Dr. Malachi V. York, one of my favorite clips that has taught me so much. And each time I listen to it, I learn something new. I do suggest that you have paper and pencil so you can take notes. And, of course, at the end of the show, if time permits, we will answer any questions that you may have. As always, our calling number is 619-996-1659. And I want to thank everyone who's tuning in and listening. And, as always, make sure you send a friend request to Facebook. Follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Any questions or comments, please send to our email address, marishkometic@gmail.com. So we're going to get right into the lecture given by our master teacher, Dr. Malachi V. York. The title of this lecture is The God in You.
I know you can see the world, all the conditions in the world. Needless to say, the clock is ticking louder than it's ever ticked before. And time is running out. And I'm not going to preach doomsday. I'm not going to tell you that the end of the world is coming. End of a kind of world is coming. End of a kind of rulership is coming. And it's high time for it to go. So that the new world, and not new world order, but the new world can come in place where love rules. And not emotions. Right? That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks. Ian Burke was building on the idea of why is it we have to get back to a phase of WAPU? And we were looking at it as a neutral phase. Okay, and I was thinking on that.
You look at it as a neutral state.
Yeah, we look at it as a neutral phase. Okay, WAPU as a neutral phase. And I was looking at that and I was thinking, while we're here dealing with this society, we have to focus more on our positive nature and suppress the disagreeable side of us so that we could kind of like balance things out. Because I remember when you were saying that our planet has been surrounded by a almost disagreeable physical life energy. And I was thinking that if we were to focus more on the positive, on our positive nature, the best disagreeable will balance things out and allow us to be able to cope with things going on in this society now. But later on, once we establish our state of the world, we will be able to get back to that neutral state. And then exercise both our agreeable and disagreeable using time like reading. So is that what's going on? Is that why we have to focus more on positive
things? That's why I was a little heavy when I was to me, sound like music is already in each of us. What has happened, all our reasoning, our sound judgment, and most important, right decisions have been overlaid by theatrics. In other words, they took out reason and replaced it with belief. And in belief, if you try to reason out what you believe, then you'll be called a blasphemer or a soulmate. You belong to a religious denomination, let's say Christianity, and the starters. And there was a vote Christian. And someone attempts to assassinate the Pope. You say that's a very sad thing. It's a very sick thing to do. That's how you see it. And that is a way to see it. But in the one form, the next way to see it is, why is the Pope ducking? You follow? Why would the Pope attempt not to die? If the greatest of all glory is to be back in the bosom of God. And if you are a Pope, you're about as close to the bosom of God as most or any man could possibly be. You have to ask what the waffle does, and it raises that kind of question to reasoning that bothers people. Because it says, why is a Pope driving around in a bulletproof vehicle if him and God is tight? Why is he trying to tell me to be good in order to go to heaven to be with God, and he don't want to go to heaven? Billy Graham passed out giving a lecture, and he's on his fourth collapse, and he is fighting to live. He is trying to live. He's got all kind of tubes in him and breathing machines and heart pumping machines, and he wants to live. I would assume that Billy Graham would want to die if Billy Graham believes in heaven. If he believes that when you die, you go to God and you go to heaven, why is he trying so hard to stay here? And the first they become frustrated in, I don't want to live. But their religion says, I don't want to go to God. Why is the Pope and Billy Graham and a multiple of our other religious leaders, including my beloved brother, Minister Louis Farrakhan, standing around with a bunch of bodyguards, standing around, why doesn't he want to die if he believes in heaven? I don't believe in heaven. I know some niggas is standing up with a gun right now and pull the trigger. I got to learn to duck, but I don't believe. I don't believe in that thing. I'm not going to teach you to be so God-fearing that you don't have enough sense to duck when the nigga stand up with that gun. But the man is saying they believe that they're. But the man is saying they believe that there's some heavenly abode that we all go to, and that God is there waiting to embrace us, and his son meets us on the way to the light. Why are they trying not to get there? This is what Nwapo is. So no, it's not about Nwapo being neutral. Nwapo is that dormant presence of divine in each individual that makes you question everything you are about to do, be it good or evil. When you're about to do something that is wrong and you know it's wrong, something says to you, now you know this is wrong. And something else says, but it's fun. Everybody is getting ready to bungee jump. Everybody. While they're tying the sin on the ankle, a voice in the back of their head says, now you know this is some dumb shit to do.
He didn't do that by killing his son, Murdoch, showing that he can do things and said to be doing it, or did at least then, from Massachusetts.
Because if I'm walking, taking out a long way, and people walking,
in the house.
Raises that kind of question to reason that bothers people. Because it says, why is the Pope riding around in a bulletproof vehicle and him and God is tight? Why is he trying to tell me to be good in order to go to heaven to be with God, and he don't want to go to heaven? Billy Graham passed out giving a lesson, and he's on his full collapse. This full collapse. And he is fighting to live. He is trying to live. He's got all kinds of tubes in him and breathing machines and heart pumping machines, and he wants to live. I would assume that Billy Graham would want to die if Billy Graham believes in heaven. If he believes that when you die, you go to God and you go to heaven, why is he trying so hard to stay here? And the first thing that happens to most of the people in this room, when they become frustrated, is, I don't want to live. If they're religious, they don't want to go to God. Why is the Pope and Billy Graham and a multiple of our other religious leaders, including my beloved brother, ministering with Farrakhan, standing around with a bunch of bodyguards, standing around, and why doesn't he want to die if he believes in heaven? I don't believe in heaven. I know some things he's standing up on the gun right now and pulling the trigger. I got to learn it up, but I don't believe.
Behind my back is my face. Behind my face would be the problem.
So someone said, I'm talking about you behind your face. Then they're back there. But if they're talking about you behind your back, then they're standing in front of you.
I don't see it.
That's legal. I think, well, Jesus is supposed to come back and get us. You believe that? That's what I believe. Well, I choose not to believe it. And say, well, you're going to blaspheme him. I choose not to accept the covenant, not to believe it. And say, well, you're going to blaspheme him. I choose not to accept the covenant of blasphemy. Your color. I choose not to accept the word color. You're crazy. I choose not to accept the word crazy. See, the moment I can tell you a belief, an unconfirmed fact, then I can point at the whole Chinese nation, label them, and call them the devil. And because you want to believe it, you will. You won't investigate. But I think what I said, excuse me, are there black devils? Eyebrows raised up his voice. No, he ain't. No, bruh, he's God. Not while I go there. But not this, since I am. So that's New York. That's reality. When you go there and say, are you going to tell me that all black people are good and all white people, Chinese people are bad? You going to tell me that you have never met a black devil? You? Did anybody there tell me that you've never met a black devil? Someone who's black? I mean, Bobo devil? And say that he doesn't have the devil in him? Or come on with it. So you know what that would make us? And we persist in that doctrine? What? Hypocrite. But religion teaches people to be hypocrites. Because it teaches you to love your neighbor if they belong to your same faith. Now, that doesn't add the last chapter. It basically says, love thy neighbor as I love thyself. That means, being I'm a Christian, anybody who's not like myself, I don't have to love. It's a little tricky, but as we listen, those things trick our minds, and then it feels all right for me to say, well, if I am a Muslim and you are a Christian, it's all right for me to blow up the World Trade Center. Because I believe that you are a bad person. Because you do not believe what I believe.
See what it moved up?
But when I knew, and the rest of your guardians, which you might call angelic beings, angelos, thought to approach, you had to be reprogrammed. As a being, you have to be prepared for beings that when they talk to you, they talk straight at you. They don't talk in belief. They don't talk in approximate. They don't talk in parable. That's why I look at the Quran and thought in the chapter 2, it says, and Allah has a parable for you. And you go, and you work mentally, the light. And you say to yourself, that almighty, powerful, boundless God of all the universe has to speak in power. Can you just take on this?
Let's have to do something like doing your best in accordance with the results of doing your best, which results in a very tragic thing that you don't do that. It would be a hell of a lot simpler for me. The Quran would be less pages, more people would read it, and things would get on. When you open this book here, the book of St. John, it says here, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was the light, and the light was the light of man. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Why is it necessary to do all that? Let me see what he's trying to say. There was a beginning. And there was a word, the one spoken in that beginning. And that was God. And the word was spoken was light. And the light made light. That's why it's man. Simple. Why does God study Shakespeare? Why is it that God does not want every individual to pick up this book and get a prayer over Chandler? Why must we have people to come along and give us tafsir of the Quran, interpretations of things? Why is the Quran so clear that everybody that picks it up will understand it? The Quran tells you it has no intention of being clear. It starts off, Alif, Lam, Meen. Three letters. Then it goes, Dalika kitabu la rayba fi, hudalli mutafi. Allazina yukminuna la rayba wa yukminuna salam. Wa mimma razaq lahum bin sikun. Sounds nice. Hope you're about understanding. Let me tell you that most Arabic speaking Muslims are also saying, what is it saying? And they say it in Salah. And they're still saying it, but I did it for 50 years, not 50, 40, before they put the light on. That's what it is saying. When you go back and say, Mother, what does Alif Lam Mim mean? Well, the three letters, A, L, and M, they're the initial letters of the Sunku Fatah of the Quran. What do they mean? They say, nobody knows. Yes, any experts in that? Don't be saying, ah, no, no, you are. All that stuff that I'm wrong with, and I say, no, no, no. You say, well, I didn't want no. They don't know what it means. Yet, the Muslim world will hold up the Quran and say, this is undisputed guidance. That is the Bible, La Layla B. That is this. And the Bible, book, La, no, Layla, doubt, be in it. They literally open it when there's no doubt in it. And then when you ask them, what does those three letters mean, they say, I don't know. Somewhere along the line, they have not made the equation with, I don't know, and I wish I did know, with doubt.
What does that mean? It means that the initial writer knew that anybody who started after that and called it unquestionable or undoubted was a believer. But they call themselves Mu'minun, or Mu'min Hadi, a Mu'min, we are believers. The word Mu'min doesn't mean belief, doesn't mean belief. So I may not mean faith. And faith is family and family belief. But still ask me to subscribe to something that's not been confirmed. See that? But as you can post the time, or what they refer to as the information age, we are being informed by our beings or ancestors, or as I often say, descendants, or the descendants. They are triggering you now. They are opening you up where you have the ability to be prepared for their presence. Because in a state of mind that most Christians and Muslims are in, if Jesus came out the sky, they wouldn't know what the heck to do. They're waving their hands in reverence and saying, I'm telling y'all. That's Jesus. But if Jesus walked into the church, and of the Ethiopian Baptist church, and Jesus got blown in twice,
church came into God like a place. Paul walked in a white shirt and had a big old afro. When the guy gained God like a place. Because he's like, no, he's like, he got a way with James. He knows that God changed this one. But he's like, no, he's like, we got a way with James. He knows that God changed this one. What would happen? And he walked into the church of the Black Madonna right now in America, and he had blonde hair, blue eyes, and said, "I am mom." He said, "It was my church." And he walked into the KKK church.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And had a big old boo boo afro, old Michael Jackson afro, and said, "I am Jesus." They weren't going out to church. Well, they were all, I think it's a little biased to say that they were crucifying in the KKK church, but they wouldn't crucify in the Black Muslim church, because the Black Muslim church is equivalent to the KKK church. The same opinion prevails. Whether you want to accept Farrakhan as a Grand Wizard or not, it's your business. Grand Bible and intelligence see that he is just as dangerous as the Grand Wizard. Their philosophy is teaching people to hate each other. When nature does not segregate in what I call God's game. The people right now in Canada that are buried under ice and living in shelters by the thousands are not really concerned with their religious doctrine or dogma right now. Most of them are concerned about peace and a sandwich. The more clothes and place to sleep and a family to eat. And they would share that sandwich with a white person, all black person, anybody would share because nature is bringing the reality to us. But nature doesn't segregate. Humankind is way past the limits on the planet. You have the host of it gone ever since you started taking needles or vaccines to survive. When you got to immune your body against nature, when a child gets all these vaccines, nature is basically saying, I want y'all out of here. I want y'all off my planet, out my house. Y'all are meant to be covered. Every animal, every tree, I want to go out. So now when the baby born, the doctor, tell them, you must get at least in the 16 shots. Did you start ready for? Before you're 16 years old, or you have any of a number of diseases that will kill you, who is providing these diseases? God. There'd be no diseases if God didn't want diseases. Are you hearing me? And he said, there'd be no AIDS if God didn't want it. There was a man. They went into a laboratory and they experimented and they came up with this germ. Yeah, but God gave man the intellect to go into the laboratory. And God made those types of germs that could come together and be that deadly. And deadly made time for it. You know how I know that? I know that because you believe in this Bible. And this Bible says, according to the belief, that the people in Sodom and Gomorrah were homosexual. And they didn't die of AIDS. So what happened? God got a new idea? Blowing up homosexuals and destroying cities ain't good enough? We came up with a bacteria? Why aren't you looking at it that way when they say AIDS is a homosexual disease?
AIDS is a man-made, genetically engineered virus that was either accidentally or deliberately introduced into the world's population. AIDS is not a homosexual disease. AIDS is not a venereal disease. AIDS did not originate from a green monkey. AIDS is not prevented by the use of condoms. And AIDS is not likely to ever be cured by a vaccine.
Jerry Falwell, the moral majority, Billy Graham, Reverend Fight, Reverend Swagger, and Reverend, well, he wouldn't say that. He got no shame
Unless we chew it on the head.
bumped in. Seeing Adam and Eve was just born, they were coming to the garden with a big table on. And God had the mat waiting next to the tree. The mat, the car of it, was waiting next to the tree. And then comes Eve. And he goes, obviously, because he calls him the whisperer. He goes, but then he goes, let me see what he tells them. Then he said, unto the woman, yeah. And God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And he said, did God say you not eat of every tree? This is the God who, y'all. Waiting for it to grow. Then created four handsome women. The rest of the husband towards the tree, while at the tree the devil was waiting for her, who was conniving and manipulative and subtle. Okay, this is all won't believe. Show me. Let's see what happens. And the woman said unto the serpent, so simple that was to it. Snake, do not talk. Hello, ma'am. I have yet to be a snake. I heard a parrot say something. He can do it. God made it possible. God said, parrots can learn to talk. But hell, ain't a snake anywhere that has a voice box. As you know, alright? You got that first? So, serpent is somebody's name, like an old friend of mine from the Tinnabuck State. We used to call him Snake. We said, what's up, Snake? Now, here's the event that he got in the Bible. Boy, he can talk. He didn't talk very much, but he was close enough to talk. That's how he talked. And the woman said unto the serpent, now she's going to go back to the snake. Come on. You walk in the garden, see a snake around the tree, the snake is going. And you go, what? You're talking about sending a building somewhere being unprepared. I need to come from the Old Testament to New Testament and go to the same kind of unprepared time. Of God. But Jesus was like, oh my father, if it's possible, let this cup pass by me. I know what he's talking about. He was talking about the crucifixion. Jesus did not want to die. Which means the whole story of Jesus being born and knowing he was going to die was a lie. Because if Jesus was born the Son of God, and knew he was born to die, he was not a sinner. Oh, my father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. He was not a lamb when they were trying to catch him. Your father, if he knew this from birth, why was he afraid? What do you mean by, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? If God's plan was for his son to come down there and die for our sin, his son would have been a willing sacrifice, such a so-called Abraham story. But his son, Jesus, if you read the Bible, did not want to die. Thank you, Holy. Now, why Jesus didn't want to go back to this promotion, he comes to God and he waves blood. Almost, here you go. I want to see one of y'all people there lay down and pray and sweat the blood. You know how hard homework has been saying, This is reality time. And this may not sound or fit right with your fancy, but until you can do supposed to do something about the people that rule us, they don't have all their marbles. Whether they rule us from the pulpit or the Congress, wherever, we got to check them out. And we've got to get to the point where our seeds don't get angry with me, where he's doing what I'm doing to people, and he tells us ahead of time. Don't get angry with me because I'm not a believer. Don't get angry because I'm not supposed to help. Give me some sound, concrete answers. When I finish talking for a little while, I will ask that brother right there to step up and sit over there. I can take that seat. Now, if any one of y'all who want to come, who say you Jesus, who say you Muhammad, and you want to get up there and talk to us so we can ask you some questions, you can ask this here. But don't get mad, because every time I ask questions, people get mad at me. But I go directly at them. I'm holding up questions because I'm dealing with the one thing that anybody or nobody can tell you. And that's my soul. That's all I got. That's it. If you tell me that I have a destination in paradise on the right or left or the east or whatever next to God, I am going to question you. But I'm not going to spend the last days of my life sitting in a church or a mosque or synagogue coming with your ass to die and find out they broke. I want to know ahead of time. And if you can't prove it to me, don't be angry because I'm not a believer. And if you want to die, I'll go to hell, then hell. I'll go to hell. But I'm not going to go into heaven. And to add to that, if the kind of people like Mother Teresa, the Pope, and the religious men I met in the Islamic world, if they're in heaven, I don't want to be there. I don't want to go to a place where you sit down forever and you're absolutely nothing. I don't want a couch with rivers flowing beneath it, with angels running around feeding me. I don't want to do that forever. I'd rather struggle on earth trying to get a job than to sit in the tree in a playground and do nothing but look at flowers all day. Did you have to say yourself? Never have I ever seen on earth to the heaven didn't even say it about. A bunch of people are sitting around in the day room with clean clothes and nothing to do. Whether it's right or not, they are promising you when you die, you are going from eternity into the asylum where God will be with you, and that makes it okay. Well, I'm not that kind of stuff. You know, that's why I sit back and I look at this and say, well, let me go on and talk about this. And the husband is defending himself, I'm with him. If he can't get mad, he just has to scratch his head in the glass. Don't mess up my soul because he's confused. He's the ball of his cap. He ain't doing it. All right, let's do it now. And the woman.
Don't touch this tree. All the other trees.
seed you can touch. This one here, don't touch it, because the day you touch it, you're going to die. For the Muslim. Hey, not our gospel. Yeah, it's not fit, no? The Hebrew word is put and means dead.
Earthquakes and rainstorms and outside diseases. He
that's where the plump that placed in. So when I start talking about this, you start going, giving you clothes. You don't need that now. Your mind is conditioned not to question this up. But you thought that that man crazy. Now, this man got seen so many times that his grandmother's arm got tired. Then she said, what do you want to know, boy? I don't know. After 15,000 people, 250,000, what? That's all I want to know, Grandma, is that you don't know, and Reverend Pope Shop don't know either. I don't want to know. But somehow you know, I want to suddenly know who are the people of the land and are. Where did they come from? The Bible says Cain left the garden and went to the land of Nod. And nobody's going to pray with Adam and Eve and Cain. So when you go to man and nobody was there. That's the
God
the old lady.
Thousands of people starve and die. Thank you.
body and business, they can get his family a fix. And his devil goes with the angel. First of all, why do the angels let the devil hang out?
This has been the broadcast of the God in You Gift by our master teacher, Dr. Malachi. We hope that everyone enjoyed the lecture and received the information coming from him, and hopefully it sparked some questions that you may have on different subjects, especially about Christianity and Islam. And it needs to, as you said, shake the scale of ignorance off of us. Of course, we can be reached at MorrisKemetic@gmail.com. As always, on behalf of the Supreme Minister, Brother C. Mansfield, Morris love, Black power, peace.
But I know.